Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pineapple Pizza Podcast discusses the histories, cultures, and beliefs of regions around the world.
These stories often contain mature and sometimes disturbing content that may not be suitable for all audiences.
Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to Pineapple Pizza Podcast, where we serve up slices of mythology, cryptozoology, and urban legends. It's an interesting combination of flavors. Weird, but it works. Today's special is a midweek terrifying tidbit. I'm your hostess, M. Chantress, and with me are the ingenious and impish Ashleys and Elvira. Hello, ladies.
Hey.
Sup?
That was very spooky, Ashleys.
I'm sorry.
Are you ready for another spooky October special?
Yes, please.
Hit me All with right. your best shot.
Hit me with your best shot. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Fire away. Dun, 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 dun. This turns more into a musical, like, every time I'm tired. Like, I'm so sorry, world. I'm so sorry.
It's truly spooky. This week, I am serving up the British boogeyman known as Black Annis, Black Anna, Cat Anna, and Black Agnes.
No Colonel Angus.
What? No. I heard cunnilingus. What?
I know that's the joke. No Colonel Angus.
Nope. Just some Black Agnes.
All right.
I was like 2 minutes into the episode. Sorry, new record. Shutting up.
In an area on the western side of the English city known as Leicester, there was once a cave outside of which stood an old oak tree. Inside that cave, now residing in the backyard of a private residence, was said to be a creature from a nightmare. In a poem by John Hayrick, published in 1797 called In a Cave Called Black Annis's Bower, he describes the being as follows. 'Tis said the soul of mortal man recoiled to view Black Annis's eye so fierce and wild. Vast talons, foul with human flesh there grew, in place of hands and features livid blue, and glared in her visage, while the obscene waste warm skins of human victims close embraced. It's gross.
Hot.
So she's got skin.
And talons.
Got all the skin.
And talons.
Wicked sharp talons.
Wicked sharp.
Oh my god. Did anyone else keep thinking anus, like, over and over again? Like, you said that it lives in a black cave. Its name is really, really close to anus, so... I'm tired. Listen, this is not... This is what happens when you don't ever sleep, guys.
Hope you don't use those wicked sharp talons to dig into that hole. That'd be bad.
Oh. Oh, but just wait.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Described by some as a witch or hag, and by others as an ogress, she was often described as dressed in black, having livid blue skin, which means blue-gray or slate blue if you don't know what that means, okay? Possibly having only one eye, straggling hair, yellow fangs, and iron claws. She used those claws to carve out her cave, oh yeah, into which she would drag children and lambs, oh no, whose blood would stain the floors and walls of her bower even grosser. Content warning, this part is dark AF. It is said that she would often hide in a hollow carved out of the oak tree next to her cave, where she'd wait for unsuspecting children to pass by. Once she'd captured her victims and pulled them into her bower, she would skin them alive, scratch them to death with her claws, drink their blood, eat their flesh, and hang their skins up on the oak outside of the bower to dry. She would later use these skins to make her clothing or to decorate her cave. Very stylish.
Someone's been on Pinterest.
Oh, gross. Oh, no. Many sources said that she would hide from the sun, so it was believed that, much like the trolls of Norse legend, she would turn to stone if she was caught out in daylight. So she did all of her hunting at night. But it probably wasn't super efficient to just sit around and wait in an old oak at nighttime, so it's said that she also carved a tunnel to Leicester Castle, where she'd attack people passing through Rupert's gateway. Rupert, you get a whole gateway? Lucky you.
I want a gateway.
Same. But could any of her story be based in truth? As it turns out, yes. They know there was an oak tree next to a cave in the area of Dane Hills because the cave and tree were documented on multiple maps. And the rumor that the cave is now in someone's backyard also appears to be true. It seems that it's been filled in and the oak tree is gone, but the deed to the private property does call the land Black Anna's Bower Close. Some speculate that Black Annis herself may have been inspired by a real person. She is most commonly associated with Agnes Scott, who was a well-respected Dominican nun in the area that was renowned for helping the sick and the homeless. Agnes passed in 1455 and was ceremoniously entombed in a church that was even given a commemorative plaque. So it seems unlikely she'd become Black Annis, unless she's really twisted.
I was gonna say, why would she all of a sudden become a tree dweller that eats children?
She probably didn't.
And lambs, for whatever reason.
Lamb is tasty, apparently. I wouldn't know, I've never eaten any, but I hear it's good.
It's passable.
It's all right. It's not my favorite. Of the meats.
Unless you're having a gyro.
I was just gonna say. Or a kid.
Gotta have that tzatziki sauce.
Or a nice kebab.
Others suggest that perhaps she was inspired by the pagan goddess Anu, who was, according to This Was Leicestershire, one of the primary gods worshipped in that region. Parallels are also drawn between Black Annis and the goddess Kali, but it appears that the stories of Black Annis likely long predate the era when stories of Kali would have been introduced to England. Stories of Black Annis are still told in the region, and she is still believed by some to haunt the area, particularly around Leicester Castle and the Church of St. Mary de Castro. And that is the short but horrifying story of Black Annis. Ingredients for this dish were sourced from leicestermercury.co.uk. A page on britishfolklore.com entitled Black Annis's Bower. A page on BBC called Haunted Leicester, Tales of the Boogie Woman, and finally, a page of This Was Leicestershire.co.uk called The Tale of Black Annis. Are you terrified yet?
I like the boogie part. I'm picturing her, like, just getting down with her bad self.
The Boogie Woman.
The Boogie Woman.
Is that nun? I know it.
There's a reason so many horror stories involve nuns, I think.
I mean, also, it's always the person who blends in, and you're like, they would never be the person that hunts children. That's always the motherfucker that hunts the children. So it's definitely the nun. It's the nun, for sure. I'm gonna get haunted by nuns now.
Black Annis is coming for you.
No, stay away, Black Annis.
Well, I think it's about time to close up the restaurant for the night. Thank you for visiting our beautiful pizzeria and enjoying a slice of witchy legend. Pineapple Pizza Podcast, spooky and chilling. Not everyone understands our ghoulishness, but we're glad that you do. Question mark?
If you're enjoying the show and you'd like to help support us, check out our TeePublic shop for some amazingly fun and funny merch.
Or if you want to do a one-time donation, you can do that on buymeacoffee.com and buy us a fresh slice, because we can never get enough
of basically anything, if we're being honest.
If you absolutely love the show and you want to check out some fantastic bonus content, you can become a donor on Patreon and earn all kinds of amazing benefits. We have 3 tiers to accommodate almost any budget.
The $3 Mythbuster, $7 Cryptid Hunter, and $15 Storyteller.
Become a patron today and start enjoying all the perks and extra content right away.
Don't forget, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at PineApPizzaPod. That's PineApp, Pizza Pod.
You can also send us questions, comments, and topic ideas at PineApPizzaPod@gmail.com. Remember, there's the 2 P's in app. Otherwise, you're emailing someone else, and I don't want to be held responsible for that.
Thanks for stopping in for some deliciously weird morsels, and just remember, no matter how you slice it,
you're awesome.
And we love you.